Shalom, everyone. Praise Yahweh. You may be seated.
Oh, hey, I forgot that. Oh, there they are, right there, right there. There you go. There you go.
Praise Yahweh. You may be seated. What a wonderful day and a wonderful praise to Yahweh, whose plan is coming to pass. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. I forgot today's dinner, but I think it was that wonderful taco with taco salad, I believe, with the organic vegetables. And don't miss that. It's I can smell it. Mmm. Wow. Great. The news today, it's just bringing about Yahweh's plan, just showing His plan, of course, and what we've been covering now for a few weeks. And of course, His plan, His main plan is not to, you know, let the world destroy itself. His main plan is to bring forth a government like Yahshua, and of course that woman that you can't bring. It's not right for man to be alone, and of course you got to remember that, because that was the start of this prophecy that the woman fulfilled. And then he showed Satan's way, which he uses. He allows this to take place. He's allowing the world to go into this, the most depressed and oppressed mode right now, because everybody in the world, even in the United States, is being oppressed, and the government is getting ready to put more pressure on those who fight against it. And they're talking about the vigilante gangs that are forming. And some of them have got the government worried, because they are very powerful, they say, and they're even connected with the enemies in other nations. So, you know, this makes them even more dangerous. The money situation, and that's what I wanted you to see in this in these advertisements that we have, the news, I mean, the news clips that we have. The money situation and how that controls, they control the world with this great Tower of Babel. And if you connect this to, go all the way back to Genesis 10, if you connect this to the nations, then you will, to this Babylon, this Babylonian system, this tower that will combine the strength, put a strength together, which they do in the schools of higher learning now, and they have, through education in the schools of higher learning, with a somewhat of a practice of the carrot on a string practice, they lead the people into the service of the minority who controls the great tower. And of course, this bank, as you saw this, and the money situation with Iran, how they're going to freeze their assets, they can't buy or sell. Now, I know everyone's got to remember that scripture. And of course, the United States is involved more heavily with this, as the scripture shows. It's the one that's involved in this, and you can see that it is pulling the strings here under the guidelines, of course, of the Catholic Church. And, of course, the Catholic Church don't just consist of a pope. That's just a showpiece. The Catholic Church is made up of many, many organizations, some of them so ruthless you couldn't believe, some of them so violent. They have schools that teach certain ones how to keep from showing mercy or sympathy, and to make things to do harm to people in ways that it will frighten those into submission. These have been found out about, special news medias have brought them to light, 60 Minutes and so forth, have brought them to light. But it's made up of different organizations which are stationed all over the world, involved in the governments of every nation, so they can pull strings in every political system. All the municipal systems are tied to them. They don't even realize it, you know. Most of them don't even realize the control that the Catholic Church has over the municipal systems. And here in the United States, they do too. And of course, if you noticed, the persecution is against anyone who steps out of line in any way. But holiness is the worst thing you could do if you want to keep them from hating you. As Joshua said, if you were of the world, you know, the world won't hate you. But if you're not of the world, it's going to hate you like it does me. Well, of course, if you don't believe that, you won't know what to look for. But if you believe what he said and you start looking at what has taken place in just the history of the house of Yahweh, but other groups. Remember the Waco group that they destroyed, totally destroyed, and other groups besides that at the same time who were bucking the system but also keeping the feast of Yahweh, keeping the feast that Yahweh set. In addition to this, or along with these news articles, we have, and I want you to understand this, that what the nations are doing to prepare for this all-out war and what is going to bring this about, because the same tower that they're using to control the people, the money tower and the oil, the money tower, Yeshua gave you this bit of news. He said, the love of money is a root of all the evil. So if you tie this in now with this Babylonian tower that controls the money and it controls the people. Well, now they want to control his name slips me right now, but they want to control the food. And he said, if you can control the food, then you can control the people. Well, that's what they said about controlling the money and the oil. Well, of course, the nations, those who didn't like the system, now they have reached out for other sources besides the petro U.S. dollar. And this is what's bringing the wars, the anger, because when they step out of this system or try to step out of this system, like Libya did, and the United States sent him a bomb that destroyed his office, and he barely escaped with his life. Then he decided to go back to the petrodollar, and everything's been fine, was fine after that. Well, here the United States, it's looking for something like the new moon. Doesn't seem like much, but it keeps us in contact with the Creator, who has a plan to bring about Yeshua's and those women after that woman. I've got so much to say about that woman. I actually would like to sing it, but there's so much to say on it. It's just, when you look at what that woman went through on the same time that Yeshua was the Lamb, and what kind of character that what kind of character this woman had. And her bravery. I mean, to stand up under the threat of death, death by stoning, and worse than that, the abuse that lasted for at least 2 years that we have record of, real bad abuse, and yet in public she was able to actually anoint the Savior and get him ready for his ascension into heaven. She wasn't of the world. The world, the religions that Daniel said would exist in that time period. They hated this woman. They hated her guts. They didn't want her to live. They hated Yahshua, wanting to kill the two of them together. But of course, Yahweh protected her and him until his death, which he died for us, and now is high priest over the house of Yahweh, leading the last day's work of this plan. And remember this plan. But anyway, that's what you see in their characters, a character of love and service on both of their parts. And what you see in the world is what we see that is described to us in Genesis 10, the 10th chapter, where Yahweh actually separated the people by language, sent them out, but the tower, he didn't stop. He said nothing is going to be withheld from them from this point. So you saw the tentacles of this system, which reaches out to the world with this thing called mammon, and the other thing called oil, which brings about the pleasure of travel and to and fro, going to and fro. Well, Russia's stake in Syria and Iran. We see here, get this now, you've got to understand the system to understand what's being taken away from them or what they're trying to take by force. Now remember, too, Yahshua's words when he said, these people, he says you to his disciples, he says, you know that these people rule over one another. And the people that's ruling you, they have rulers that rule them. Well, of course, this is the face of the God or Satan. This is the face of Satan that she puts on the people. Well, we see this right here among the nations today where the stronger are trying to rule over the weaker ones, or who they think is weaker, or who they want to prevent from getting strong. So you see this system at work. It's in all of them. The system is working in all of them. But the system is clashing. It's clashing because they're teaching the same hatred to this system and this system, but they're also controlling this system. But the systems are getting out of control. And they're saying, well, you're trying to take too much. And they are. Yeshua's attitude, the woman's attitude, was give them some more. Give them the cloak too. Well, you know, that was their attitude. What does it matter anyway? Material things amount to nothing. If it's not used in the work of Yahweh, it may as well be thrown in the dump ground. Because that's the only thing that's going to last. This other system is not going to last. Well, Russia is rebuilding its Soviet-era naval base in the Syrian port of Tartus, which allows Moscow to reassert a plausible Mediterranean threat to NATO. NATO is the North Atlantic Trade Organization. That's one of the organizations of the School of Higher Learning that was put together for the purpose of controlling oil, which direction it goes and who gets the most money out of it. And to assure that the oil in one place stays the same price, it doesn't drop lower, they have to have a certain control. Well, this person says, I'm going to sell this cheaper, but I'm going to sell more gallons to bring me in more money. Well, of course, that hurts this person over here. It takes money out of that person's pocket. So here's where the fight is coming from. But then if they cut them off from their future use of this, then they'll have them weakened. They can weaken that nation and then therefore take it over and dish out what little bit they want to that nation and keep the rest for themselves. Well, she's reasserting this power that she once had, the Soviet naval power that was once very strong. Syria now. Syria. We see a lot on Syria right now in the news. And of course, Syria also provides Iran with a front line against Israel via Hezbollah in Lebanon. And that, too, can be a most effective anti-Western. And if you get this, they're in competition against the United States. That can be a most efficient anti-Western arrowhead for Russia. When I covered the Russian invasion of, this is the news reporter speaking, of Georgia in 2008, if you remember, the House of Yahweh was working with Georgia. And of course, some of their representatives was here at the peace conference. Forget the date, but it was before the war with Afghanistan. And we had plans to take the peaceful solution to three nations there, and the educational ministers was backing this, going to pay for it. We were going to teach all the teachers via satellite from one nation there, all the teachers in 3 days' time. We were going to teach for 3 days' time the peaceful solution. And then, of course, the wars broke out. Well, this was an act of Satan that Yahweh allowed at that time, because we were turning the world too fast, and certain things had to be developed, and which you've seen them come to pass, and Yahweh is allowing it. But he did the story about the invasion of Georgia, 2008. He said, I learned a year earlier, Israel had stopped providing Telbisia with anti-tank and anti-aircraft missiles because the Russians had threatened to supply Hezbollah with the same. So here you see a clash now in the weapons. Here is the enemy. They want their allies to be strong, so they are supplying this ally, who is really not their friend, by the way. But there's no friendship in the world today. It's all money and greed. And where money and greed controls or is the controlling power, then you see the fighting that we have today. Where love, as a great Kohan Bitziel, I was so glad to hear that sermon, praise Yahweh. And more need to be brought, by the way. Just keep it up. But this is what Yeshua had that the world does not have, not even an inkling of it, but you're gaining more of it every day because you're practicing service, as Yeshua showed, and the example of the woman showed also. That's the characters that's going to make it in Yahweh's kingdom, the servants that are going to be the greatest servants of all in the kingdom. And the last is going to be first in it because you are the ones that's developing this character that's never been taught before in its completion throughout all this 6,000 years of history. It's taught now. Praise Yahweh. It's taught now because Yeshua is the high priest. If you think about what that means and all the things that the prophets and apostles said about the Levitical priesthood. It was great. It was great the way Yahweh set it up, but then they started changing. They, that is, the 12 tribes started changing it, see, so it weakened it. And each time you change that, this weakens it. But now, Yeshua is the ultimate of that brotherly love, the Philadelphia group. He's the teacher of the Philadelphia group. He's the high priest over this era right here. So he's the one that's bringing about these teachings of service that was never brought before. Never brought in the way he's bringing it at this time. Because he's got an example there for us to follow. What he was teaching his apostles, what he is setting the example of, he is now high priest over the house of Yahweh, inspiring you to be a servant, just like himself and that woman. So we are the last that's going to be first and going to receive, of course, the power to actually serve to the ultimate, like Yahweh himself served. Yes, praise Yahweh. Now that's Yahweh's plan. Well, he says Syria now is, he said, let me go back. I almost missed it. This would threaten the West. Okay, but in the end, the pivotal consideration of Mr. Putin's efforts to reestablish his country's superpower, that is his Tower of Babel that you see in it, that all the rest of the leaders of this banking system and the oil controlling system has to reestablish his assertion of power status centers on Iran. Syria is a domino. Without its Syrian ally, Iran would be almost totally isolated and crucially weakened. That Moscow cannot stand. So here you have a chess game going on, and they're trying to hit the football player in the knee to knock him out, or break his arm or something, break the arm of the quarterback in this game they're playing, to weaken the other team. And you have this fight, this power struggle that was first instituted in Genesis 10 that Yahweh shows you what was going to be in these last days. Babylon. Now, we're the ones that's going to release the world from Babylon. Keep that in mind when you see that word, and you'll see Yahshua's regime, if you want to call it that, that woman's regime taking place and to actually taking over the kingdom. That's what Satan can't stand too. Praise Yahweh. Now, he says, why is Iran so central to Mr. Putin's global pretensions? Take a look at the Caspian Sea. If you've studied that and you see where all the buildup of the warships are right now, they're fighting over this one thing, the Strait of Hormuz, which they claim is only about a half a kilometer wide, and one ship could block the oil from coming in or out. If they sunk a ship there, it could block, it's like a bottleneck, and they sunk a ship there, nothing could get through it. And it would take months. Well, of course, this would ruin their oil flow. This would shut down or greatly weaken the oil flow coming to and from, and the money flow too, because the oil is money. But let me read this again now. Why is Iran so central to Mr. Putin's global pretensions? Take a look at the Caspian Sea area map and the strategic equations come into relief. Iran acts as a southern strait to the geography of Central Asia. It could offer the West access to regions resources that would bypass Russia. So and he says if Iran averts to pro-Western, if they go with the United States, they certainly, if they could buy them out or they change their mind and say, well, we're going to go along with the United States here now, and this would cut Russia out of the picture. Well, here's what occurred. If Iran averts to pro-Western alignment, the huge reserves of oil and gas landlocked in Kurdistan and Turkmenistan and the like would flow directly out of the world without a veto from Moscow. So it's not like they're afraid, Moscow's afraid that they're going to get involved in a war. They're not, they got weapons as many as the United States. And they got other allies too that are so dependent in the same thing, the same situation now. Big allies. They don't need those people to support them, but they need them to help them knock out the United States. Russia is not able to knock out the United States by itself, but teamed up with other certain sources, they can certainly knock out the United States, and that's what's going to take place, as prophecy shows. According to the October 16th, 2008, before you go there, remember, this shuts off now. If Iran averted the pro-Western alignment, the huge reservoirs of oil and gas landlocked in Kurdistan and Turkmenistan and the like would flow directly to the world without a veto from Moscow. So, and it would go right through the petrodollar, of course, be bought and sold by the petrodollar, which would strengthen the United States. So here's your struggle, see, to control certain things. The United States is strong, and Russia certainly don't want them any stronger. But open your scriptures now to Revelation 6 and verse 6, because prophecy shows the quartet in this time period that what they have been given authority to do, and Yahweh says he's not going to hold that authority back. He says everything they imagine, you know, it's not going to be held back from them anymore. They're going to go through with it. Well, here we show now in the last revelation given to mankind. Now, people fight, you know, they say, oh, you can't pay any attention to that, and you can't pay any attention to Genesis. You can't, you know, well, yeah, you could knock it out, but you wouldn't have any source of knowledge at all to show you why we're here, why man was created in the first place, and the plan that's actually allowing this that was told in advance. But here you see a man that was copying a revelation from heaven, and he's telling about a quartet, oil and wine. Before oil was discovered, and this is not speaking of the oil that comes from plants that you use in cooking. It was something that runs the world, and you can see it greatly involves the whole world here. And he's speaking of a quartet that wasn't even invented until 2002. A quartet that works to diminish the earth and take peace from the earth and destroys a third of mankind in and around the great river Euphrates, where all the trouble is taking place right now and building up to this point, because of oil and wine. Revelation 6:6. And I heard the voice in the midst of the four, that's the quartet, living. If you follow this word back, you'll see that it's been called beast, it's been called creatures. The four beasts of Daniel is what we're seeing here, that he said would actually be in this time period, controlling and spreading and coming down to this time period. And we see it. That was so neat, that the map they gave you and showing how the central operation of this thing is controlling everyone, but it's like the rebellious group here and the rebellious group here, or the lustful group over here that steps out of line, and wants to start saying, hey, you're taking too much. You know, the central hub is taking too much. We need a little of that out here ourselves. So they raise up revolutions and they start fighting back. And of course, the big ones have the big bombs. They have to go in and straighten them out. That's what they did to Libya, Afghanistan, Iraq. And of course, you're going to see more of it because their plans are to depopulate the earth. Well, here you see this revelation that Yahweh has given to us of the quartet saying, a measure of wheat for a penny and three measures of barley for a penny, but see, you don't hurt the oil and the wine. We're giving you this much, but don't hurt this oil and wine. This setup, it's the setup. If you saw the hub and all the tentacles reaching out to the different nations there a while ago, if you get that in your mind, you can see exactly what Genesis 10 was showing you, that the great tower that is set up to bring the money, control the money, have all the wealth, have all the authority, all the control, and have different little setups here, a police force in Abilene, one in Clyde, one in here and one there. All of these are parts of this great system. It's not like the system that was given, the perfect system that was given to Moshe, where this system operated on loyalty and love and loyalty to each other, love for each other, service to each other, guidance for every man, woman, and child, and so forth. This system, Samuel still had part of it, but even with the little bit that, I mean, not Samuel, King Solomon, he still had part of this system that was set up by Moshe, that Yahweh set up through the great priest Jethro to Moshe. He still had part of it. And the nations around that man, around that kingdom, they trusted him. I mean, they went full out for this man. Until the corruption, which was creeping in now from Satan, actually took over the whole temple, everything, all of Israel. But it just crept in like gangrene and took over. And then it started turning to hatred and bitterness. Now, I want to bring this down home a little more because Yahshua said 3 out of 4 would fall away. One of the priests told me this morning, he said he was counseling with a person. He said the person was telling him how the bitterness had crept into his life, and that he let it build. Well, I tell people, you know, all the time, Satan's going to try to pull you out. And this same priest told me, he said, before he came here, he knew I was the one sent, and he made up his mind he is going to come and be a part of this work. So he stayed, and he stayed firm. But he said, just a few days after he was here, negative talk started coming to him. But he was determined to push it aside, correct it, get rid of it, not let it bother his life. So he's still here, fully grounded. Praise Yahweh. And I tell the people this. I say, you know, get ready for the test because they are going to come. Well, right away, Satan said, has Yahweh said this? And negative remarks start coming from negative people who have a bone to pick, you know, and they don't want to humble themselves and repent, of course, and be converted to Yahweh's way, so they pick hatred, let it fill their minds, and it flows out their mouth to you. Now, get ready. And I'm telling you again right now, get ready, it may get worse. Because the house of Yahweh is going to grow like crazy here very, very soon. We can see some big, big moves that Yahweh is making, you know, this writing in the sky, in the clouds. And Yahweh's showing, Yahshua is showing us that he knows everything we're doing. I was told yesterday, I'll give you a hint of this, but there's this, it's going to be, you'll hear it during the feast, Yahweh willing. But I was told yesterday, we have a male quartet. And they all know their voices, and they were practicing this wonderful song of service. And a fifth voice joined them. Really spooky, huh? There was nobody else in the sound room with them. But it was obvious there's a fifth voice there. And the fifth voice deliberately let it be known because he held the note longer than the other four. and he did this often. And the voice was not of the quartet. Well, there's so many things taking place like this. In the time this was being practiced, a person took a picture from here at the homestead of my face again, this face that was rejected. I'm so glad of that. They're all lonely, but we'll show them the way to get out of that loneliness one day. Praise God. Y'all do know that was a joke, right? But it's meant to prove a point. Well, Okies have to explain their jokes anyway, but anyway, while that practice was going on, a person took a picture of a cloud over the homestead, and it was this face, and they said, I haven't seen it yet, but I will, but it was this face that was looking back this way towards the sanctuary and down towards the sanctuary from the homestead. A woman was standing by the side of this face and looking down at that face. Now, we just started bringing out, you know, about this woman. That's an example, a true example that Yahshua gives us here of she's the woman of all women. She's greater than the kings and queens of the earth. And one day we're going to resurrect that woman that Yahshua set up as an example. For the women, it's not great that man should be without that kind of woman. That kind of woman. Well, anyway, the great things that Yahweh's opening up. I was working this morning, and early comes a phone call from Kohan and Kohana Matthews, and they said they was looking for the new moon last night, and they took a picture of the olive tree cloud in their area. Charleston, South Carolina, I believe it is. The olive tree. Now, you know, he could write most anything he wanted to anywhere to show people anything he wants to. This is the power he had. But a few months ago, I started praying to Yahweh saying, you know, we're incapable of bringing about this, what we're prophesied to do without your help. And I can't move them. I can preach it. We're going all over the world with the preaching, but you're going to have to make some moves yourself for us to get their attention. Well, that's what's taking place. You can see it. It's starting. No one can deny this writing in the clouds, you know, and nobody can duplicate it. They would like to, I know, but like in the days of Moshe, you know, they duplicated a lot of the things he did. But some of the things it was impossible for them to do. The magicians, as bad as they want to, they can't write with the clouds. Well, of course, that's what Yahweh is building. Here we were, according to, read that. Okay, at stake here, between the nations now, Russia and the United States, at stake here is not merely the liberation of a vast landmass of the Kremlin's yoke, the damage to Russia, to the Russian leverage, would amount to a seismic shift in the global balance of power, power equal to the collapse of the Warsaw Pact. So we're talking about control here when we say power, like this big hub that's reaching out to all of these different places, and they say, we're going to freeze your bank account right here. You're not going to be able to spend this money that you've made. Well, that's the power they have. But on the other hand now, this oil is valuable, and people want it. So they're willing to pay not with money, but with gold or other things. So you've still got this situation here that they are not going to allow. When I say they, I'm talking about the other members of this quartet, the other members of these different regimes that are set up. So here's where the struggle comes in, and that the way they're going to solve this problem, it's not peace. They're going to forcefully, like Russia took over by force, took these nations' oils by force, they're going to forcefully relieve that, or that's their plans, to relieve them of this heavy weight of money and oil they've got in their pocket by nuclear war. Russia's gas and oil leverage over Turkey, Ukraine, and much of Europe would evaporate. The Silk Road countries would finally reclaim their history since it was diverted by forcefully towards Moscow in the 19th century. And she's been controlling that ever since. One of the quartet. Forcefully. Well, of course, that's the attitude of anger and force. That's Satan's faith that she shows in Isaiah 14. Yeah, everyone needs to study that thing. Satan inspires people to say negative things, to pull people out, like 3 out of 4 will fall away. It's better for you to get a firm foundation, like Yeshua said. The foundation is on the prophets and apostles. Get your feet stuck in there, and your ears, don't let anything enter your ears and tell them, no, no way. You keep your negative thinking to yourself. I'm on the road to the kingdom. Don't come at me with that crapola. They know who they can touch. They know who Satan knows who they can touch, seems like, and that's the ones they go after. But as Yeshua said, resist Satan and she'll flee from you. Fight back. Tell her, look at them straight in the eye and say, get behind me, Satan. That'll put a stop to it. The attitude that's going to prevail is the one that Yeshua set. And he said it, he gave you a perfect example of that and a perfect example of the woman also. This right here is China now. I said, you know, she has allies. Now, it's not that these people are her friends, these nations. Every nation is fighting to get what they can control. And because they have top dogs here that is in control, they don't want to lose any of that money coming into their pockets. Every state has this. Every nation has it. Now, they've let a little out in the United States. The capital lets a little out here to this state, a little of this state, a little of this one. And they are pretty angry right now, you know, because they didn't do certain things. So the United States pull some of it back. The family planning, if you noticed how the money was sucked back from them. Well, see, this is a control they have, but you think of it in a bigger way, you'll see they're controlling the nations the same way. Well, China now. Then there's China. Iran's emergency resources are a matter of national security for China. Iran. Now, Iran is the one that Israel wants to strike. As you notice there, they're getting ready. They're making their plans. They're pulling their war games. They know, and they're exercising on what they can do and what they can't do in order to knock Iran out. But there's more behind it than Iran has a nuclear bomb. There's more behind it than Iran has a nuclear bomb or going to develop a nuclear bomb. That's not behind it. The root of all evil is the lust for money. A root of all evil is the lust for money. Oil is the one that satisfies that lust, of course. Mammon, oil and wine, hurt not the oil and the wine. And that's what you see taking place here. Well, China now has bombs, a bunch of bombs. And they, too, need Iran. But yet the United States and Israel wants to knock out Iran because they want that oil to flow to the world through their pocket, of course, the petrodollar. If you don't know about the petrodollar, maybe I can bring that up to date during the feast, but they agreed after World War II. This organization was another that was formed. And the United States had power to bring it about, and the nations that they helped them. Now, when they go into a nation, when they send their representatives to nations, they bribe the ones in control. And they say, you know, we can give you this much money for this amount of oil. Well, this person or persons who have the power and control and hold it, they dish out a little of that to their people. And they say, if we pass this bill, like this pipeline from Russia, I mean from Canada, you might keep that in mind if you're studying this and watching what's taking place here. But they say, now, if you pass this bill, if you go the petrodollar, you will be receiving this amount of petrodollars. So dollar, not euro, but dollar, U.S. dollar. But you got to sell all your oil in the U.S. dollar for U.S. dollars, nothing more, nothing else. Well, they made the agreement, and it's binding. But then, like Babylon is, they don't keep their vows. Only Yahweh's people keep their vows. Breaking your vows is the face of Satan. Keeping your vows is the face of Yahweh. May Yahweh make his face to shine upon you. That's one of the ways of the face of Yahweh shining upon you, because you keep your vows. If you look at the trouble that this breaking your vows cause. Now, it could come about through negotiation, by love, if there was any love, but there's no love left in the world. The love has grown cold, as your Savior said. In this time period, because of iniquity now, that's what kills love, iniquity. Iniquity is all the things that has to do with the breaking of Yahweh's law. Resisting, putting away, letting someone put a negative thought in your ear, passing on all the things that's been said about Israel Hawkins, you know, and every rotten thing that they could say about me has been said, I think. They may come up with some new ones here pretty soon, because they're still trying, but it hasn't stopped Yahweh's work or his house, right? And the enemies are saying, that bunch is getting stronger. Through all this stuff we're doing, they're just getting stronger. Well, that's Yahshua, because Yahshua is a better teacher than the world's teachers. So that's the reason you're getting stronger with all the persecution, all the threats of death. Yes, there's a bunch of threats of death. I was supposed to have died the last here several weeks ago. One of them got drunk and even put it on a tape recorder for us, and we got it recorded. Their lives are filled with hatred. Yahweh's people, his face, is love. And he says that's how you're going to accomplish all things, is through love. Everything can be accomplished through this love. Well, here now, back to China and this Babylonian tower that we see standing right now. Boy, that was a perfect picture of that. That bit of news right there. When I saw that, I said, we've got to get this to the people. You know, they've got to understand this. It's a perfect picture of how Babylon controls. Then there's China. Iran's energy resources are a matter of national security for China, as Iran already supplies no less than 15% of China's oil and natural gas. That makes Iran more important to China than Saudi Arabia is to the United States. Don't expect China to heed the U.S. and EU's sanctions much. Don't expect this. China now, remember, is a very strong nation, and she supports. China really supports a lot the United States, but also other countries. But China will find a way around the sanctions in order to protect two-way trade between the nations, which currently stand at $30 billion. $30 billion and is expected to hit $50 billion in 2015. China will probably gain from the U.S. and EU sanctions on Iran, as it will be able to buy oil and gas from Iran at depressed prices. So they make a move that they think is going to go one way, and they cause their own selves trouble. Well, that's the schools of higher learning, of course, that you see today, and the struggles, and each one is struggling to bring the other person down. And secretly, they do this secretly, of course, and then as Satan does the house of Yahweh. She does it secretly. The priest tell everyone when they come to him with a problem or a rumor, they say, Israel has never vaguely talked about the house of Yahweh or the laws of Yahweh. He's been very bold with his saying what he represents. And, of course, it's on paper from the time the house of Yahweh was started till now. And our goals are still the same, to bring Yahweh's name and laws to all the nations, to preach them to every creature on earth, as the Scripture said we would. That's our goals. And when we say keep the Sabbath, and you say, well, yeah, I'm going to church every Sunday, we say, well, you're going to burn in hell if you don't repent and start keeping the Sabbath, because the Sabbath is not Sunday. Well, that's the boldness of the house of Yahweh, because Yahshua was very bold in teaching the Yahweh's laws, statutes, and judgments, and what he expects in the kingdom. And the apostles were too. And the apostle, Shaul, whom they said, they called it the Pauline letters. Pauline is a woman's name. Pauline? I've known a lot of Paulines in my life. Well, they call it the Pauline letters. Well, I can guarantee you Shaul was not a homosexual. I vaguely remember a scripture in 1 Corinthians 7 that says, don't be deceived, neither adulterers, fornicators, homosexuals. And by the way, the American Standard, Amplified Bible, it says homosexuality. The King James Version, if I remember right, says feminist man. A feminist man. Well, it's a homosexual. It's a queer. It's what they're known by in Oklahoma when I was a child. And they were taught, they were put down by scriptures at that time. Well, that is spread throughout the earth, as Yahweh said. And surely anyone can see this now. Hollywood is promoting it big time. But as Jeremiah, vaguely remember a scripture in Jeremiah that says this profaneness has gone out to all the world. Well, is that a lie? Surely anyone can see this profaneness he is talking about. He says all the world is this Sodom and Gomorrah. How plain can you get with it? The prophets said man with man, committing sexual acts with men. These are all the faces of God. They never was meant to promote man in his goal to achieve perfection with Yahweh. They were promoted by Satan to bring man's health down. As we'll see this coming Sabbath, this next Sabbath, because the science knows this now, and we see this, and 50% of all the world has a weakness that's come from that direction in their minds. The Babylon, confusion. May Yahweh bless you, and I'll turn the services back to the next speaker. I love you, brothers and sisters.